The bank vole was quite a good cook, by woodland standards. He was sitting on the edge of the river just outside of his dwelling, savouring the aroma of a large speckled trout. Only the previous day he had netted it in a reed snare. It was not often that such a feast was to be had. Speckled trout were cunning and swift on the river moss, but voles, particularly old and greedy ones, were equally sly and quick. The water vole had been up most of the night, preparing himself an epic breakfast. He had dug a fire pit, laying his ingredients on the white-hot charcoal embers, a layer of fresh watercress and dandelion leaves, with fragrant mint pennywort and sorrel. Next came the trout, stuffed with mushrooms and some almonds he had been saving for such an occasion. Topping the lot with a layer of dock leaves, he covered the pit and its contents with loam. Soon it would be baked to a turn. Sipping a beaker of his own home-brewed cider, the water vole sniffed the delicious aroma permeating through the loam.
Is that baked trout I can smell? Marvellous!
The vole's paw reached for the club which lay beside him as he snarled viciously at Orwell Prink.
So it's you again. Well, I'm ready for you this time, edge pig. Try anything with me and you'll join those two water rats weighted down with rocks in the swamp.
Waving the club, he scrabbled around with his free paw and came up with a long dagger.
Aye, I'm good and ready, so make your move if you dare.
Orkwell shook his head, feigning sadness.
Well, there's gratitude for you, after me saving his life. If I'd known he was going to be so nasty, I wouldn't have invited you along, my friend.
The vole looked over his shoulder to see whom the young hedgehog was addressing. His jaw dropped at the sight of the huge badger carrying a pitchfork. Dropping both club and dagger, the terrified beast took to his paws and fled into the woodlands. Orkwell began raking the loam from off the cooked trout.
Deary me, I never knew voles could run as fast as that. Do you think it was something I said?
Squatting down beside the cooking pit, Gorath helped to lift the delicious repast out onto the bank.
Who knows? Perhaps he didn't feel very hungry.
For the first time, Orkwell saw his friend smile. Indicating the fish, the young hedgehog smiled back.
I'll wager you feel hungry, mate. Look, why don't you stop here? Eat your fill and rest. I can make it to the abbey alone. You're too weary and ill to travel far. I'll get help sent out to you. Just take it easy. You've been through enough.
Gorath used the vole's dagger to share out the meal.
Eat up and don't talk so much, Orkwell. I'm coming with you, just as I've been ordered to.
The young hedgehog looked oddly at his companion.
Ordered to? What do you mean?
Gorath explained.
While I was chained to the mast of that ship, I saw things in my mind. A mouse who carried a sword spoke to me. He told me to watch for the young thief. You told me yourself that you were the thief, remember, when you were opening the locks? That mouse halted my blood wrath. Do you know what blood wrath is?
Orkwell shook his head, so Gorath continued.
My grandparents called it the affliction of badger warriors. It is a rage for battle that cannot be stopped. When the blood wrath strikes, I lose all control of myself. Nothing can stand against me, my lust for slaughter. Nothing but death itself.
Orkwell's voice sounded very small.
We saw it on the ship when you seized the fox. It looked as if your eyes were filled with blood.
Gorath nodded.
Aye, that was blood wrath. I would have attacked that full vermin crew. But in this weakened state, they would have overcome me with their numbers. It was the sword mouse who brought me out of it. He appeared in my mind and told me to go to Redwall with you. So don't try to stop me, little friend. Eat this food and we'll be on our way.
Orkwell began wolfing down the food, talking with his mouth full.
Right, I'll try not to stop you, mate. Anyhow, I've lost my staff in the swamp, so I couldn't really, could I?
Gorath passed the vole's club and dagger to him.
You'd best take these.
Orkwell could see Gorath was smiling. He brandished the weapons, slitting his eyes fiercely.
There. How do I look now, eh?
The young badger managed his straight face.
Oh, very savage. A real terror, I'd say.
Orkwell took a last mouthful of food and licked his paws.
Come on, then. Let's go to Redwall, mate. Oh, before I forget, there's something there that I want you to see.
They set off along the bankside together. The badger's curiosity was aroused.
What's that?
Just a friend of yours. The sword mouse. Is that what you called him?
Hawkwill winked broadly and would not say anything further.